Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie joins me on the line. I'm Kat. We're going to look at what we can watch. First off, we're out to the cinema. It's rom-com time. Susie, what have you found?
G'day, Kat. Yes, absolutely. Let's go to the cinema for a rom-com. Ticket to Paradise is out now. So David and Georgia Cotton, they married 25 years ago and have regretted it ever since. Oh dear. So when their daughter Lily announces that she will marry a man that she just met in Bali, the two parents decide, hey, why don't we work together and put a stop to Lily making the same mistake that they did. To do this, they'll sabotage the wedding. Of course, things will not go as planned and all of the relationships will hang in the balance as it does.
Sounds like a cliche story. So what is the big draw for this one?
Yeah, so the big wigs to get your bums in the cinema seats are George Clooney and Julia Roberts. They obviously are Hollywood royalty. The two have worked together on films before, most notably the Ocean's 11, 12 and 13. I didn't even realize they'd done all three together. But despite these awesome actors working together again, I am actually most excited to see Caitlin Dever on the screen again. So you might have already seen her in some TV series such as Unbelievable, which is a true story about a young woman who makes a rape accusation and she isn't believed. But I actually saw her in a hard-hitting TV show called Dope Sick. And she plays a young woman who falls victim to the opioid epidemic in middle working class America. She's definitely an actress to keep your eye on because I think we will see her in more and more on our big screens and our little screens.
Let's take a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
We used to be married.
Worst 19 years of my life.
We were only married for 5.
I'm counting the recovery.
In 4 days' time.
Our daughter's going to marry a guy she just met in Bali, millions of miles from home.
Try to keep the snoring down.
I have a nasal strip.
It's a mystery you're still alone.
Definitely recognize those voices, Clooney and Julia Roberts, of course. This one is all based in Bali.
Yeah, it is. However, filming actually took place in Queensland, Australia, probably because the Australian government actually gave the film millions of dollars to film there, which is something that they did during the pandemic a lot so that lots of people would film in Australia. So if you're actually from Queensland or if you've ever visited that side of the world, you can keep your eye out for places like the Whitsunday Islands, Brisbane, the Hotter Gallery and the Gold Coast.
Excellent. I spent a good 6 months on the Whitsundays working there a long time ago. So know that area very well. Why did Australia give people millions of dollars to film there, though? Is it to boost their tourism industry in the middle of a pandemic?
I think it was definitely not to boost tourism. I think it was to boost just like things, money still being spent in the country, jobs being given out when no one could work. So.
Oh. Okay, that makes some sense. Let's move from Australia, Bali is where it's actually supposed to be, to London now.
Yeah, so Gangs of London season 2 is actually out now on Sky Show. So Gangs of London, you might have guessed, Kat, is about gangs in London.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yep. I thought about that. Yeah, wondered.
Season 2 has hit Sky Show and you can watch both seasons 1 and 2 now. The premise follows on from a crime boss being murdered and his son taking the reins with help from Ed Dumami, the head of another crime family, to find out who killed his dad. Was it the Welsh Travellers? Was it the Pakistani drug cartel? Was it the Kurdish freedom fighters? Or was it the Albanian mafia? Or perhaps an undercover cop had something to do with it. So it's definitely not for the weak-stomached. The series has a lot of gang-related violence, and season 2 is touted as being even more violent than the first season.
Yeah, it's true. Even in the trailer, there's a lot of violence. Let's have a quick snippet from the trailer. Not too bad. Here we go. This is what you might expect before the trailer went down a very dark, dark road.
Mm. I've seen things you haven't. You know how it feels to be powerless. To be a pawn. In someone else's game. The things it makes you do. What does it feel like to be a king?
Seasons 1 and 2 of Gangs of London out now. Season 2 has just been released, so you can catch that on Sky Show. And then also we have that lovely rom-com completely on the other end of the spectrum. Tickets Paradise at the cinemas out now. Thanks so much, Susie, for telling us what we can do this week, what we can watch.
Enjoy the movies and the TV shows this week. Cat, see you later.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.